This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke.
The U.S. Capitol locked down Wednesday afternoon with lawmakers inside as violent clashes broke out between supporters of President Donald Trump and Capitol Police. Dozens of people breached security perimeters at the Capitol, and lawmakers inside the House chamber were told to put on gas masks as tear gas was fired in the rotunda. Lawmakers had been meeting to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November ballot. Protesters tore down metal barricades at the bottom of the Capitol steps and were met by officers in riot gear. Some tried to push past the officers who held shields, and police could be seen firing pepper spray into the crowd to keep them back. There was one armed confrontation inside the Capitol building. Protesters made it inside the Senate chamber. One demonstrator got up on the dais and yelled, "Trump won that election." Several dozen others were roaming through the halls yelling, "Where are they?" The mayor of Washington, D.C. has instituted a 6 p.m. curfew to try to quell violence. Those skirmishes came just shortly after President Trump addressed thousands of his supporters. The Republican Trump, who has spent much of his time since the election in a failed effort to reverse his defeat, falsely said he won the vote as he spoke on an outdoor stage framing the White House.
"We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about."
Crowds gathered at the Save America March wore Trump-approved red baseball caps and cheered as the president repeated the groundless conspiracy theories that have consumed his final days in office. Trump's extraordinary challenges to Biden's victory have floundered in courts across the country. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police arrested dozens of democracy activists on Wednesday on suspicion of violating a new security law by planning to paralyze and overthrow the city government. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson has more.
The Democratic Party said police arrested the activists for participating in an independently organized, unofficial primary in July to select candidates for last September. Again, that vote was postponed for a year due to public health restrictions. The pro-democracy movement had hoped to win a majority, and some candidates wished to use it to block government proposals, which the Democratic Party says was seen as an act of subversion in violation of the national security law. The Hong Kong government and Beijing warned that the unofficial primaries could violate the national security law. Under the law, anything Beijing broadly defines as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces is punishable by up to life in prison. The latest arrests have drawn widespread criticism from rights groups and activists.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. Europeans are pressing Iran to back down on its uranium enrichment activities. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Germany, France, and Britain want Tehran to reverse the decision to start enriching uranium to levels beyond the limits of a 2015 nuclear agreement. Europe foreign ministers say such enrichment is a clear violation of the 2015 agreement between Iran and six world powers and further hollows out the agreement. On Monday, Iran began enriching uranium to levels unseen since 2015. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hospitals in California are so swamped that drastic measures are being taken as the state sees at least two dozen more cases of a new, more contagious variant of the coronavirus. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
California is ordering hospitals to accept patients from other facilities that don't have room to treat people with COVID, and for those where ICU capacity is bottoming out, to delay non-essential and non-life-threatening surgeries so they have enough beds. Officials have already warned to start considering rationing care because of the expected post-holiday surge in cases. In San Diego County, health officials say they identified 24 new cases of the UK strain, with another four suspected in people who don't seem to have traveled, and it's likely elsewhere in the state. I'm Julie Walker.
And Democrat Raphael Warnock won one of Georgia's two Senate seats in a special runoff election on Tuesday. The other race, featuring John Ossoff against incumbent David Perdue, is still up for grabs. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.